the supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness. And I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to today's special from IRIB English Radio in the month of Allah, the month of Ramadan.
الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب
Today, Thursday, is the 9th of Ramadan, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Ordibehesht, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of April, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Az-Zumar from the Holy Quran, verse 53.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Qul ya 'ibadiyalladhina asrafu 'ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a innahu huwal ghafurur rahim.
Say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving, the merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse in question provides all sinners with the hope of turning to Allah Almighty, since the main goal behind all of them is to gain men toward Him rather than hostility and vengeance. He is oft forgiving and most compassionate. Reflection on the meaning of the verse indicates that it is the most promising verse addressed to all sinners, according to a tradition narrated from the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam. The extent of its implication is such that no verse may be found throughout the Holy Quran to be more inclusive than this one. Ask Allah for His mercy. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. These words are what Muslims are encouraged to begin all good acts with, from eating to ribbon-cutting ceremonies for projects. How many times have you said Bismillah without fully realizing the beauty of God's mercy? Allah, the most merciful of all who have mercy, understands and knows what is in our hearts even before we feel. But He has still encouraged us to ask Him for anything and everything through dua or supplication. The Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, said that dua is the essence of worship. He has also said that Allah is angry with those who do not ask Him for anything. We are in Ramadan's day of mercy. The Prophet explained in one hadith that Ramadan is a month whose beginning is mercy, whose middle is forgiveness, and whose end is freedom from the fire. This makes it a great time to ask God for His mercy.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم يا كريم Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to IRB English Radio Station on today's special. You guys heard the first part of the dua of the ninth day supplication. Allahumma ij'al li fihi naseeban min rahmatika al-wasi'ah. O Allah, on this day, decide for me a share from your vast mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we stated before, I think, on this show, and you know, and the holy different supplications that are available, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful. And this is the month of mercy. Here we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us the greatest mercy possible for us to obtain and achieve. And when we talk about mercy, rahmatullah al-wasi'ah, it doesn't only have to go back to material world alone or the hereafter, you know, aspects alone. Together, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for mercy for this life and the hereafter together, both of them, not only one of them. You also have to keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so vast, it's so open, that we have this supplication where we state, after of course prayers, that if I am not worthy of your mercy, the vastness of your mercy has the capability of taking me in. So when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy, we are asking something that we need, something that we vastly benefit from. One of the best illustrations of mercy is the fact of Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. They are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And this alone needs, you know, chapters and chapters of books to understand this concept from all its aspects and context. But in summary, in a nutshell, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creations, created lights, that with them, with their love, with following them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door of mercy, that vast mercy of his. We always state that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An example of that, and a prime example of that, is the cry is when a believer tears, a simple tear, not even the tear doesn't even reach his cheek. All it does is exits and is the size of a fly's wing. We have a saying available in Kamal al-Ziyarat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his deeds and his sins. That's the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران
Ramadan, the month of mercy to Muslims. Mercy is a favor from Allah which He places in the hearts of whomsoever He wills. Verily, Allah will have mercy on His servants who are merciful. Allah is the most compassionate, the most merciful. He loves the merciful and calls to mercy. He orders His servant to enjoy patience and mercy. A person may lack mercy for any number of reasons, among them an abundance of sins and disobedience. They stain their hearts so much so that they ultimately blind them until their hearts become harder than stones. Allah says of the children of Israel, "And yet after all this, your hearts hardened and become like rocks, or even harder." The Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 74. Among the things that cause a loss of mercy is arrogance with wealth and pride with riches. Ramadan and mercy. Ramadan is not here to change our schedules. It is here to change our hearts. In fact, Allah does not look at our bodies. He looks into our hearts, which are true conduit of the communication with Allah and keep our relationship strong with Him. How you feel in your salah or prayer will give you an indication of the level of your iman or faith, and how you feel during the recitation of the Quran will give you an indication of the condition of your heart. It is quite clear that those are psychological effects of fasting. There is a peace of tranquility for those who fast during the month of Ramadan. Personal hostility is at a minimum and crime rates decrease. Muslims are expected to abstain from impurities such as gossip and cursing and start focusing the heart on prayer, spirituality, and charity in order to purify the soul and mind.
Some may ask and claim that how you've done all these sins, you've lied, you've done this and you've done that, for example. Yet by crying one tear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you. We state, first of all, you're not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor are you more merciful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor are you more just than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. He does have conditions and rules to reach that vast mercy of His. And of course, He places what He wants to place. He gives what He wants to give. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala views that crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam is worthy, is even more worthy than that. So anyway, the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we should be running for in this holy month. And that is why we see it in the various supplications that we always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. Without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not deserve even to enter paradise. We do not deserve to even, you know, be in existence. It's with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we exist, that we are able to eat, that we are able to live, and live our lives. And with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala, we'll have a happy afterlife. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us on this day and in this month His vast mercy, or His expansive mercy. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make us exit from that mercy that is so vast and so expansive that it could reach the greatest of sinners, but yet there are still some creations who do not reach it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not from those creations, and we are creations that are servants and worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have been given mercy in this life and the hereafter. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
That's all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue different nice topics which are directly or indirectly related to the month of Allah, the month of Ramadan. We leave you in care and protection of the Almighty.
Food for thought. dear friends, and here is some food for thought in this blessed month of Ramadan for stimulating our minds. Once Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, heard a woman who was fasting swear at a maidservant. He ordered food to be brought and told her to eat. She said, "I am fasting, O Messenger of Allah." He said, "What kind of fast is it when you swear at your servant? Fasting is not just refraining from food and drink. Indeed, God Almighty has made the fast a restraint from all ugly conduct and evil speech, which break and invalidate the fast. How few are those who really keep their fast, and how many are those who just remain hungry?"
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to perform those actions which are the haqq and the right of this month, and to refrain from those actions which are, you know, seen as disrespectful or will break the hurmah of this blessed month, and to make us of those individuals who are counted as those who are nobles in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of our acts and because of our, you know, obeying and staying within the haqq and the hurmah of this blessed month. There's a beautiful tradition from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in which he says that inna Ramadan, that surely one Ramadan, ila Ramadan, that one Ramadan, for example, in 1 year, and obviously as we've seen that the holy month of Ramadan is counted as the beginning of the year. So from one Ramadan all the way up to the next Ramadan of the next year. So we started, for example, in this blessed month, and the Ramadan or Shahr Ramadan of the next month, for example, it is what? The kafara. It is that thing that recompenses a person for all that happened between these 2 months. So whatever happens between, if you respect the hurma and you adhere to the rights and the haqq of this month, you are able to recompense and basically kind of clear your debt of every single thing that you did between these 2 blessed months of the previous year and then of this year. And of course, it's not something that a person just enters into the holy month of Ramadan and everything that happened between this month and the last month, that is the last holy month of Ramadan, is all forgiven and forgotten. No, it is a person needs to go up and make effort. It has to be that this Shahr Ramadan where he is in at this moment in time is truly a kafara and a recompense for the Shahr Ramadan that he, or rather that which happened between the previous Shahr Ramadan and this one. That he is truly regretful of what he done. He is truly wants to reform himself and truly wants to get onto another path, that is the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we've seen from the words of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, that this is one of the subuls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if he steps forth onto this path of the holy month of Ramadan and performs its haqq and refrains from breaking its hurmah, he will be of those who have recompensed everything between the 2 months. And he will be of those who are steadfast. And hopefully, inshallah, after this holy month of Ramadan, he will be of those who are truly steadfast towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to truly make us of those who recompense our misdoings, our lapses from the previous month of Ramadan to this one. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, the audience of IRB English Radio all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. You're listening to the show from IRB English Radio in the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. So in this holy and blessed month, the month of Quran, let's focus more on this the great and holy book of God. In the holy month of Ramadan, we are with you to be more attached with the verses of the Holy Quran. So we have provided different parts in this series of shows for you, and hopefully we shall be able to present these different parts and items to you in this holy month, the month of Quran. From the key points by Brother Yasser Ibrahim and also Tajbid points by Brother Muhammad. These are different items that we shall have, and also some stories and a hadith that will come to us from IRIB English Radio. Just stay tuned and listen to Let's Recite the Quran. Dear brothers and sisters, as you know, the scholars have always actually knew the importance of the holy month of Ramadan, and they had treated the Holy Quran differently in the holy month of Ramadan, as it is the month of Quran and the month of recitation of Quran. So let's see how different scholars have been with Quran in the holy month of Ramadan. It is famous that Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, during the holy month of Ramadan, he was busy with the recommendation and mustahabbat and also wajibat in its place primarily. And he was busy with worshipping activities from night to early morning. And he took a short sleep after the Fajr prayer, and he was preparing himself for the office works of the other day. That is, during day and night, during 24 hours, he had a short time for his sleep. And he did some khatm of the Quran. Khatm, for those who are not familiar with this term, means that recitation of the Holy Quran from beginning to the end. Dear brothers and sisters, today is the ninth day of the holy month of Ramadan, and most of us who have started a khatm of the Holy Quran are now in the ninth juz of the Holy Quran, where we can find also surah or chapter Al-Anfal. For this, we have selected a beautiful recitation by Sheikh Hamdi Zamil from chapter Al-Anfal, verses 1 to 4. And I'd like to invite you to listen to this beautiful recitation.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يسألونك عن الأنفال قل الأنفال لله والرسول فاتقوا الله بينكم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين إنما وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. As you know, today is the 9th of the month of Ramadan, and on the 9th day, usually people recite Juz 9 of the Quran. And for this reason, we have prepared a recitation from Juz 9 of the Quran, which is Suratul Anfal, which you just listened to. Suratul Anfal, verses 1-4, by Shaykh Hamdi Zamil. And now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of tajweed. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yas'alunaka 'anil anfal. The word anfal contains one of the rules of Nun Sakina, which is Ikhfa of Nun Sakina. So when pronouncing the word Anfal, we have to make sure that the Nun Sakina is not pronounced from its own place of articulation. Instead, the place of articulation of Fa is approximated and the nasal sound is made for two vowel counts while holding the articulators in the place of articulation of Fa for two vowel counts, close to the place of articulation of Fa, not exactly touching the place of articulation of Fa. So it's Yas'alunaka 'anil anfal, anfal. If you say anfal, that would be incorrect because the teeth are touching the lower lip. قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Lillahi. The lam of the majestic name of Allah is pronounced with tarqiq because it's preceded by a letter with a kasra. Li. Lillahi. War rasul. The ra of rasul, on the other hand, is pronounced with tafkhim, with thickness, with a full mouth. War rasul. Fattaqullaha wa aslihu dhata baynikum. The sod of aslihu has to be pronounced with the second lowest degree of tafkhim. The second level of tafkhim. Second lowest degree of tafkhim. Wa aslihu dhata baynikum. We pronounce sod without changing the shape of the lips. Aslihu. We don't say als. If you say else, it sounds like a seen. Or if you say else, that's too much tafkhim. Wa aslihu dhata baynikum. Wa ati'u Allah wa rasulahu in kuntum mu'minin. Wa ati'u Allah. Ati. The ta is pronounced with the lowest level of tafkhim because it has a ya'ul mad. But make sure that there is some tafkhim. It's not like we completely get rid of the tafkhim. If we do, then ta is going to sound like a ta. If you say wa atiyu Allah wa rasulah, it will sound like a ta. Innamal mu'minuna alladhina idha dhukira Allahu wajilat qulubuhum وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Okay, what's really obvious in this verse are the ta sakinas. Okay, the ta's that are sakina. You have to make sure that the ta is heard. And in order to do that, we apply ikhtilas. Some of the sound of the ta goes into the next letter. Wajilat qulubuhum. Wajilat qulubuhum. Wa idha tuliyat alayhim. Right after pronouncing the ta, you quickly pronounce the ayn. Tuliyat alayhim. Ayatuhu zadatuhum imana wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun. Okay, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Inshallah, in the next programs, we will listen to other great recitation by the greatest reciters of the world of Islam. And I invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you.
Dear listener, in the month of Quran, in the spring of Quran, after listening to a beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran, it's the time to focus on the concepts of the Holy Quran, the concepts that we can find in the ninth juz of the Holy Quran. So Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim tries to focus on the key points that can be found in the ninth juz of the Holy Quran. Let's listen to Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, inshallah, in today's program we will be speaking about the ninth part or ninth juz of the Holy Quran, being the ninth day of the blessed month of Ramadan. And this particular part or juz of the Holy Quran also contains two chapters of the Holy Quran. It contains the remainder of Surah A'raf, and it contains Surah Anfal, or a part of Surah Anfal. So it begins from the 88th verse of Surah A'raf and goes until the 40th verse of Surah Anfal. And we see that some of the lessons that we can take from these two surahs. In Surah A'raf, the 204th verse of this beautiful and blessed chapter, there is a teaching, there is an important practice that we have to consider, especially when it comes to the Holy Quran. And therefore it is very important in this program dealing with the Holy Quran to mention this principle, and especially in the holy month of Ramadan, when we may be driving, when we may be sitting in certain gatherings, we may be going to certain places where this is occurring. And it's up to us to actually pay attention to this teaching and principle. For in this chapter and in this verse, that is the 204th verse of Surah A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands. It's a command. Again, it's not something that is wajib or extremely compulsory. Yes, we can say that it is compulsory. Some ulama have said it is compulsory. Majority said it is a very emphasized, recommended act to do. That when the Quran is recited, listen to it and be silent. Maybe you will receive Allah's mercy. So this is something important for us to understand, that when the Holy Quran is recited within the house, within the masjid, in a particular gathering, remain silent, both outwardly and inwardly. This is what the verse is alluding to. Then we go to Surah Anfal, and we go to the second verse of this chapter. The second verse of this chapter indicates or alludes to us the signs of the faithful. And those are those who, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse that A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, the faithful are only those whose hearts tremble with awe when Allah is mentioned and when His signs are recited to them. One of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs is the Holy Quran. They increase their faith. That is, when the signs are recited to them, their faith increases.
and who put their trust in their Lord, maintain the prayer and spend out of what we have provided them. So this is one of the signs of the believers and the faithful, that when the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned to them, their heart trembles with the awe of the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another verse that we can take from this particular chapter is that the assistance that we have in this world and the victory that will come is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For in Surah Anfal, the 10th verse of this blessed surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah did not appoint it but as a good news, and to measure and to reassure your hearts, assistance, or as some translators say, victory, comes only from Allah. Indeed, Allah is Almighty, All Wise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to again enable us to practice these principles in our lives and to benefit from the Holy Quran in the holy month of Ramadan. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRM English Radio. And it was the ending item of this show. I hope that you have enjoyed the show, and hopefully you will join us again tomorrow same time. In case you have any questions, criticisms, or feedback, we'd be more than happy to have it from you if you send it to us through englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find the early recordings of these series on parstoday.com under the Call of Islam Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, once again, I'd like to thank you for staying tuned and ask you not to forget your brothers and sisters from your good du'as and supplications. Thank you very much. Till another show, I'd like to leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Fills up the air, Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
First methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, ista'inu bis sabri was salah.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagya.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, Allah accepts all of the fasts, the worships that all of us have been part of in this month of Ramadan. And if He has not forgiven us up to this point in this blessed month, that He blesses us with that forgiveness on this night, inshallah. One of the teachings that we have that is also mentioned in this dua that we have, we are told to read, which is dua al-iftitah. You say, وَمَا قَصُرْنَا عَنْهُ فَبَلِّغْنَا. Whatever we are short of in terms of truth, whatever truth we are not informed of, we are negligent of, we have not seen, we don't know, then please, بَلِّغْنَا, get us to it. Show that truth to us. There is so much of the truth that we are short of. Some of the things that we are 100% sure are right, we are mistaking. They aren't right. How many times I look at myself and I think, More or less, we're all like that. Many times we catch ourselves after a while that what we thought was wrong. And it's important for us to try to be that way. Look for our mistakes. God forbid we be of those that aren't looking for mistakes. Rather, they're trying to blind themselves to their flaws and their mistakes. The Quran says there are people that are like that. There are people that like to be praised for what they are not. Okay. There are people that like to think the wrong they are doing is right. They don't want to see flaws. They don't want to pick out in themselves. And everybody else, yes, they're very quick to pick out flaws and problems and always looking at that, seeing everybody else as a problem. But for themselves, they don't want to see it. God forbid I become like that for myself. But once we have certain of all of us, inshallah, have a certain level of looking back and seeing, oh, I was wrong about this. I thought something was right for a good amount of time sometimes. And then I realized, no, it wasn't. God forbid we're of those that we can't see. Or again, we don't look. We need to keep revisiting. And then this dua tells us, again, we say, Ya Allah, I recognize I can't know what's right. I can't. If you don't guide me, how would I know? I acknowledge, I realize, I recognize my inability to know what's right and your ability to give me what's right. And I beg you, I can only act based on what I see right, but in the end, how would I be able to really know if that's right or wrong? You're the only one. You are al-haq, and the haq is from you. Al-haqqu min rabbik. Asking this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start teaching, will start showing the truths. The first is the practical side, when you want to implement the truth, and shaitan wants to dilute and to blur your vision from seeing what you already saw in order that you don't implement it. That's one thing. But things that in terms of knowledge and understanding, what does Islam say on a particular topic? I need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go to Him. Like, different people are saying different things. I'm trying to figure out what's right. But I recognize my deficiency. I'm incapable. You are the one who's capable. If we make this dua and we're sincere, we ask Him, we really do feel desperate. We do feel like, what if I'm wrong on this? What if I'm wrong on that? As far as I can see, this is right. But what if? That's not a bad thought, as long as it doesn't become paranoia and I start like going crazy over everything. No, that feeling is good as long as it leads me to realize I'm deficient and Allah is efficient and I'm asking Him. In terms of practice, I'm only, God has told me, I've got to go based on what I understand. But now I'm going to Him and saying, God, I don't know. You guide me. You correct the misunderstandings. And there's so much more out there that I haven't even thought of. How many of the verses of the Quran have I been able to spend time and think about and read about and really come to a level understanding regarding it? Not the butun of the Quran, the layers, the hidden layers of the Quran that the awliyaullah know. No, just the basic understanding of the verse. How many of these thousands of verses in the Holy Quran have I been able to understand? And how many more do I have almost no clue of what the guidance that God has given me? And I'm whatever age I am right now, and I still haven't discovered that. Allah, ma qasurna anhu fabalighna. Please, I beg you, I plead to you. I can't do this. You can show me, help me see that, understand it. And these are definitely some of the most important du'as that we can have. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us all on this night of the month of Ramadan. And one of the important things regarding forgiveness and asking for forgiveness is that, we let me put it in these words, Ya Allah, whatever I have done in my thoughts, in my actions, the actions of my limb, the actions of my heart, that has caused my mind to be clouded, for my vision to be blurred, for me not to see the truth, for me not to follow the truth, for me not to have the desire for it. Any of these things that are veils and curtains in my way, Allah, I ask you to remove them, forgive them, help me, and without your help I cannot progress in your direction. And so we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us. There's a reason why this dua, remember, this is from the 12th Imam, this is during the occultation, either the minor occultation or the major occultation, we have received this dua from the Imam. If we receive this dua from the Imam during the occultation, that means the Imam knows a thing or two about what we're going to be dealing with. In the month of Ramadan, read this. During the time that you're purifying your thoughts, you're purifying your soul, you're purifying your mind, that's the result of the month of Ramadan. When you're doing that, read this dua.
You bring us so much joy, and you bring us peace, blessing our lives once again, Ramadan. Thanking Allah for Ramadan, a special month to make a change. But we know you gotta go, as the seasons come and go, but we will take the good from you. Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Ramadan, 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 the virtues of you Ramadan. You're the month of the noble Quran, a pillar of Islam you are. Laylatul Qadr's in you, the fasting starts at suhoor, and we break it at iftar, and we're praying all night and day. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.